from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Jersey lawmakers are interested in getting school buses equipped with cameras that can record your bad behavior and forward it to police. You could be issued a $250 fine for passing a school bus that is stopped with its lights flashing under a bill from Assemblyman Sterling Stanley.
We've seen so many numerous instances back and forth over the years of accidents happening because of irrational drivers just blowing past the stop sign when the children are getting on the bus.
But State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says this move would not increase safety. It would just result in a massive uptick in fines. Police have still not said that the grenade they took from a Middletown home this weekend was a live explosive. The State Police Bomb Squad was called to the home Sunday morning and removed the grenade after the device was recovered. The all clear was sounded in the neighborhood, but police have not offered any other details. This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. A Louisiana man who took a flight to New Jersey to meet a teenage girl for sex has been sentenced to prison.
Spencer Cottle was sentenced to 7 years in New Jersey State Prison Friday. The Ocean County prosecutor says the 36-year-old man pleaded guilty to sexual assault after he was arrested at Newark Airport last year. A criminal complaint said that in May 2023, Cottle used Snapchat to meet with a 14-year-old girl at a Toms River hotel for sex. A few weeks later, an undercover cop convinced Cottle to fly back to New Jersey from New Orleans for a second encounter, but he was met at the airport by police. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Labor Department is slowing as we head toward the November election in New Jersey. The state posted a third straight month of job losses after very robust hiring following the pandemic and a widely reported labor shortage. New Jersey has now lost more than 20,000 jobs since June. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. These are some of the key issues confronting educators today. So we've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Clouds and rain continue to occupy the skies. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're keeping the thick cloud cover today, and rain chances are minimal, maybe a sprinkle at some point. Meanwhile, temperatures are not going to move much over the next 24 to 36 hours. Highs this afternoon limited to the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, 65 to 70 with cloudy skies. Spotty showers set to return tomorrow afternoon and evening, especially northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor. We move into Thursday with a surprise warm-up. It's going to be humid, highs near 80, with a continuing chance of a shower Thursday, but also some late-day peaks of sun. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex is 58, Trenton is 65, Egg Harbor Township is 68. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.